It's a decidedly upbeat tone here at Everest Base Camp this evening, October 28th. I'll tell you why. It mostly has to do with absolutely blue skies, lack of any roar from the wind up high, and more importantly, direct reports from the mountain that things are starting to look pretty reasonable up there. The Sherpas today went through the icefall, reported some new snow and trail breaking, of course, fixed things up on the route a bit, and came back down to base camp pretty happy about what they saw. They're smelling a summit, I believe, and the excitement is beginning to build. We also talked to Sham, our Camp 2 cook, and for the second day, he's been luxuriously sunning himself, washing clothes, and Camp 2 is a pretty pleasant place right now. He also reports to me that what he sees on the Lhotse face, where I'm concerned about pillowing, snow buildup, avalanche hazard, he says it's looking icy because of all the blowing wind, having kept snow from accumulating. I'll be up there tomorrow to take a look myself. I plan to go up to Camp 2. All the Sherpas are going to move, and Gary and David will probably move up as well. We got our internet back today, briefly. We lost it soon afterwards, but the sunspots or whatever worked in our favor long enough that we downloaded days worth of messages. Probably of most interest to me was all the old weather reports. Adventure Weather Explorers Web is reporting to us that they think November 1st there may be a drop in the winds. And I, this evening, Nepal time, in the middle of the night, I'll talk to Michael Fagan in Seattle for his update via satellite phone. And we've been watching these winds. They're looking like they're going to tend to drop. The evening of November 1st, we might well be on the south call. We'll see. Fagan will have his report tonight, and we'll go up. I'll take my look at the Lhotse face, and the energy that we're building down here in the sun at base camp will carry through. We'll see what we find and make our shot, possibly on November 2nd, possibly the 3rd or 4th. After that, we may just call it a season, but we're going to go up and have a look-see, and we'll certainly keep you posted as a team what we find Camp 2 and above in the coming days. Oh, one more thing I ought to report. Base camp's not all about steeling ourselves for the one last summit of the camp. Tonight, and it just started up, I hear the sound coming out of the communication tent now. The Sherpas are all and David and Gary over there. Tonight's move is Matrix. The Sherpas seem pretty excited about this. And, well, we'll see. I may go read a book myself and fall asleep. But Matrix is tonight's movie in the communications tent at base camp.